aspiring to be a properly tortured artist. A clumsy but carefully observed still life of a bottle of Mountain Dew and a bag of Skittles still hung over her bed. Stuck into the mirror of her childhood vanity, an old picture showed her and her father, both unsmiling and gimlet-eyed, stiffly flanking an outrageously large pumpkin at the seasonal produce of Indiana Celebration and Exposition, aka Spice, pumpkin way off. The faded Polaroid had the air of a Victorian mourning photograph in which stoic family members propped up a corpse. Technically, the pumpkin was a corpse, so perhaps the vibes were spot on. The picture startled a laugh out of Sadie, who wasn't sure what to expect from the house she'd stayed away from for so long. Another photograph, wedged in the mirror, this one a moody self-portrait, scowled at her. Shadows cast by a strategically arranged Venetian blind obscured her young, round face. So original, so much ennui. Sadie plucked the photo from the mirror and slid it into a drawer filled with expired black eyeliner pencils and tubes of vampy lipstick. She'd upgraded brands since then, but the color preferences stayed true. She pulled the pumpkin Polaroid out and looked at it closely for a few seconds before putting it back in place. Stu would not be present for the way off this year, and Sadie would attend for the first time in about 2 decades. Before she got the call from Stu asking her to come back to Pea Blossom, she would have assumed only a terminal diagnosis. The Grim Reaper's scythe, poised mere inches from his throat, could have kept him away. Instead, her Uncle Fred's golf cart accident was enough to pull her father out of the pumpkin patch and onto a plane to Boca Raton. "Are you sure?" she'd asked him. The question had been too vague. It was both, "Are you sure you want to leave?" and "Are you sure you want me there?" "Of course I'm sure, sad face. Fred is alone down there and he needs help. He's family." That self-explanatory chestnut, "He's family," stuck in her craw. Stu asked her for her help with his pumpkins in his absence, and he's family, her father. Shouldn't that be the end of the story? If only it were that simple. She'd asked for a week to think it over. He countered with an offer of 3 days. Neither Fred nor the pumpkins had time for dilly-dallying, as Stu called it, and 3 days was stretching it. The fact she didn't instantly say no made her wonder what possible upsides she unconsciously sensed. Maybe she could repair what was broken with her father, whom she barely spoke to. And maybe growing pumpkins, something she knew how to do, would give back the sense of herself she'd lost in her last commissioned textile project. A break from California might clear her mind to welcome new ideas. She said yes within a day. Seeing how Stu was willing to set aside his truest passion for his injured brother tugged something in Sadie's heart. Who would make such a sacrifice for her? Could she forge something new with her father? She'd often wondered what it would feel like to have not just a father, but a dad. Not that she'd call him by any other word than what she always had, Stu. Anything else would be far too weird. Was she coming back to help her father and, by proxy, Fred? Maybe. But she was also coming back for that fierce girl in the photo. The girl who never fit in, but had a taste for victory. Who felt like a wizard's apprentice in the pumpkin patch. Practically no one in LA expressed any curiosity about her life in Indiana, and she hadn't spent much time thinking about it herself. When her rideshare left the Indianapolis airport, passing miles of corn and more than one "Hell is real" billboard, she began to worry that hell was in fact real, and she had been duped into returning to it. The main drag of Pea Blossom was as stiflingly small as she remembered. Her father's farmhouse was as ramshackle as ever. There was no key under a doormat waiting for her, both because there was no doormat and because the door was always unlocked. But that old photo was the first good omen of the trip, making her think something good could come from some time with the pumpkins. She headed out back to check on them. What the fuck? Sadie puzzled over the mangled chunk of pumpkin nestled into overgrown grass mere steps from the back door. The pumpkins should have been right where Stu left them, growing in the sprawling